The land. River. Settlers lived on scattered plots of land along the sides of rivers and creeks. It was important to be close to navigable water so they would have access to the ships that transported their crops to England. The same ships also brought necessary supplies, such as clothing, shoes, and tools. As you place objects on your land, consider whether or not it makes sense for the item to be in, near, or far from the river. Forest. Forests provided firewood for heat and cooking, and wood for building houses and fences. Livestock found their own food in the forest. Most cows had horns, and most pigs had tusks, so they could defend themselves against predators in the woods. Land with lots of trees wasn't good for growing crops, however. Since cutting down trees to clear forests was difficult, farmers girdled the trees. This meant they used an axe to strip a piece of bark all around the tree so that the sap could not rise. The trees eventually died and lost their leaves, allowing sunlight to reach the ground. It could take a very long time to clear a forest this way, but girdling was quicker than chopping the trees down. As you place objects on your land, consider whether or not it makes sense for them to be in, near, or far from the forest. Hills. Land in the Chesapeake Bay area was mostly flat, but some gentle hills did exist. Hilly terrain increased as you headed away from the shore. Plantations that did have hills took advantage of them by planting some of their crops on higher ground to protect against floods and heavy rains. Buildings placed on hills might stay drier in floods. As you place objects on your land, consider whether or not it makes sense for them to be on, near, or far from hills. Marsh. There were more than 3 million acres of wetlands in the Chesapeake Bay during colonial times, more than twice what remains today. Farmers worried about planting their crops near marshes because they might be flooded. They also needed to keep in mind that the mosquitoes that carried diseases like malaria thrived in the marshy areas. As you place objects on your land, consider whether or not it makes sense for them to be in, near, or far from the marsh. Cleared land. Every plantation needed as much as 15 acres of cleared land to grow their corn and tobacco. It could take one person a month to clear 1 acre of forest. If they girdled the trees first, they could do it in about half the time. The Yukamako Indians left the settlers of St. Mary City some cleared, fertile land ready for homes and crops. Since clearing trees from land was very difficult and took a lot of time, this gift from the native people helped make the colonists' first year successful. As you place objects on your land, consider if it makes sense for them to be on cleared land or not.